Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Laura Teasdale, and she's going to be part of the first show, I guess, for the New Expressions series by Townshippers, and the show is coming up October 21st. It's a one night only at Bandine Hall on the campus of Bishop's University. So tell us about this show, Laura.
Well, it's a little memoir play with music, and it's kind of a comedic retelling of how Ralph and I, who play Hank Williams and Patsy Cline, mm-hmm. how we met and how it came to be in our lives that we just continue playing these roles over and over.
Okay, that's interesting because this is the second time you've had a performance. The other one was a little bit different.
Yes, that was a play that was about Hank and Patsy meeting each other,
mm-hmm.
and a very dramatic play about that. And this discusses that play and talks about how that play came to pass, but then after we did that play, we ended up falling in love, and then we fell out of love, and we broke up, and then we ended up becoming friends again because we wanted to do this music together again.
Okay, that's
so
really
we make
interesting.
A lot of fun. Yeah. We make a lot of fun of ourselves, you know.
Good, good. So you're a couple now, or you're just friends? Or
just friends now, yep. And that's the best way.
Okay.
But still making music together all the time.
Good for you. Now, you're both from the townships?
Yes. Ralph was born and raised here in a farm near Cowansville.
Mm-hmm.
And I am from Nova Scotia originally, mm-hmm. but I lived in Quebec for more than 20 years and in the townships now for 10.
Oh, good for you. Okay. What keeps you in the townships?
Oh, Well, it's so much like my home, mm-hmm. Nova Scotia. It's so beautiful. And to be honest, it's the people.
I
just love the people here. I've met so many wonderful people, and it's such a thriving artistic community, and it's just a wonderful place to live.
It is an artistic community. Now, tell us about your background. You have a background in acting?
Yes, I studied theater and music at university,
mm-hmm.
And it was that actually brought me to Quebec because I finished my degree at Concordia, and then I just kept on working as an actor for many, many years, and around the time that I started to play Patsy Cline in other productions, because I was imitating her in shows that I didn't write,
mm-hmm.
Was when I really started to want to write more seriously and start writing more full-length plays. So it kind of came out of that. And then since I've moved to the townships, I find that it's very easy to write here, and it's very inspiring. I get a lot of inspiration from local history, and I've written quite a few plays about local history.
Okay, really interesting. Now, why Patsy Cline? Do you have an interest in the older country music?
Yeah, you know, as we discuss in the play, I think both of us kind of came at it in a funny way. Neither of us are particularly fans of country, or mm-hmm. we weren't. But once we started doing this stuff, this old country, it's a whole other thing. I mean, it's a completely different type of music than the modern country, which, I mean, a lot of people really like it, and I have no trouble with it. I'm just saying, like Hank and Patsy sort of transcend even style. They're just, it's so classic, all of it.
Okay, so I guess Hank Williams and Patsy Cline, were they a couple in real life? Or?
No.
Okay.
They never, as far as we know, they never met.
Mm-hmm.
But in our story, I mean, a big part of it came from my desire to see them together, because I thought, well, how wonderful they would be. They were both so passionate and really fierce people. And their music, it was often without harmony. And I thought, oh my gosh, can you imagine going to the concert where you could see Hank Williams and Patsy Cline sing together? So that's kind of what I wanted to create.
Interesting.
Because Ralph had been imitating Hank for a while, and I had been imitating Patsy for a while, sort of separately. And I just kept thinking, oh, this is an opportunity to see them together on stage.
Good, and you created that opportunity, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gone on to, this is your second play.
Yeah, and who would ever have known that, you know, 15 years later, people are still calling us up and saying, will you guys come and do Hank and Patsy at our, you know, fundraiser, mm-hmm. or come and do your show? Or, and we've toured all over Quebec with it, and it's amazing. And that's partly what we're making fun of, is that we're just keeping on doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that amazingly, like, we still get an incredible amount of pleasure from the songs themselves. They're just so good.
Good, that's amazing. So you did the first play about 15 years ago?
Yeah, it was. Not quite 15, okay. But like I first started playing Patsy Cline about 15 years ago, and then maybe 3 years after that, I wrote this for the both of us. So, you know, it's at least 12 years ago, maybe 13, and people are still, you know, still call us Hank and Patsy when we're walking down the street.
That's really interesting. People say, hey, Hank, hey, Patsy, everywhere we go. Good.
It's really so, quite amazing.
The new expression series, just wanted to mention from Town Troopers, this is a new initiative, and they are showcasing the talent here in the townships, and it's for a low price too. If you're a member of Town Troopers, it's $10. If you're not a member, it's $15. So those are really good prices. One night only, Bandine Hall on the campus of Bishop's University. What are some of the songs that we'll hear at the show?
Oh, there's all the classics, you know, those famous Hank tunes like Your Cheatin' Heart and Long Gone Lonesome Blues and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry and Honky Tonk Blues. And then, of course, the iconic Patsy ones like Crazy and I Fall to Pieces and Walking After Midnight. And then on top of it, we have a few songs that over the years have come to mean a great deal to Ralph and I that are not Hank and Patsy songs. And I think that's really one of the fun things about the show, is that sometimes we sing in character and sometimes we are acting as Hank and Patsy, but then sometimes it's really just the two of us being honest about, like, well, this is a song that we first played together, or this was a song that was playing when we fell in love, you know. So there's a nice mix of the classic and our own personal favorites.
Okay, that's really interesting. Now, what about the costumes?
Oh, we have great costumes. You know, after all these years of playing Hank and Patsy, we've accumulated a fair little wardrobe of Hank and Patsy outfits, so we like any excuse to put them on. So
that's amazing.
We have a local designer here, Linda Carey, who does a lot of design for the community theater group.
Mm-hmm.
She made me just the most amazing Patsy Cline costume, so I'll be showing them off.
Okay, that's a lot of fun. Good. Anything else you'd like to say about the show coming up? It's Saturday night, one night only, so you don't want to miss that, Being Hank and Patsy.
Well, I'm really grateful to Townshippers for including us in the Expression Series. Also because for a lot of people, that's such a reasonable price. We usually can't even do the show for less than $25. So it's so nice that they're sponsoring us in this.
It's really nice. It's a great opportunity to get out and discover some of the local artists and the talent here in the townships.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you very much and all the best on the show.
Thank you, Maureen. Have a great, great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.